Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live
with Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.
Now, Open for Biz is the segment where each week myself and Bobby Kerr would usually visit local businesses across the country to celebrate the companies that have managed to diversify and pivot during COVID-19. And we like to showcase how the companies are operating, supporting local Irish jobs as well, and just to share tips of how they can succeed into the future. But of course, this week, instead of going out and about, we've invited Bobby in so we can showcase several businesses on air today here on Lunchtime Live. So, Bobby, thanks for joining us today.
How
on the
are
show.
You, Andrea? Good.
Not
to
bad,
see
yeah.
Good, good to see you
too.
In the flesh, as
I know.
They say.
Now, look, start of the new year, I suppose often, you know, it's a time, Bobby, for businesses and business owners to kind of just regroup and think about the year ahead. But I mean, what would you say to businesses giving everything at the moment?
I think a lot of businesses are right on the edge, Andrea. And I think, you know, the most important thing for any business is not to run out of cash. Now, that may sound almost flippant, but that's the reason that most companies go bust. So if you are in a position where you're on the ropes, you're in difficulty, if you can keep some sales coming into your business, lots of the government initiatives, the EWSS, the TWSS, even the PUP, like you can get to a scenario where you could have the government paying 80% of your wages. And for lots of business, if wages is the biggest cost of the business, if you can get the government to underwrite a big percentage of that, you actually don't need massive sales to keep the lights on. So rule number one, keep some sales coming in no matter what they are. If it means selling off old stock, if it means, you know, reconfiguring something in the warehouse to work differently. But if you can keep sales coming in, you will, because it's only, this is a time game. It's to get to the end of this lockdown, because I sincerely hope this is going to be our last lockdown. I don't know how long it's going to be, but we should endeavour to make this our absolute last lockdown.
We want to bring in some business owners here to see how they're actually getting on. If you want to share your story, it's 53106 if you want to send us a text here today. Rachel is on the line though in Galway. Now, Rachel, you run Away with the Fairies with your husband, Aidan. Tell us about Away with the Fairies.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, so we're all about fairies. We run a fairy business. We're sort of in the Slievaughty Mountains, really beautiful part of the world. And we make and sell products for fairy gardens. So little fairy figurines and fairy housing solutions, kind of fun activities for kids to make and do.
How have you managed to respond now in recent months, Rachel?
Yes, it was very tricky at the beginning of the year because we normally sell at a lot of events. We'd go to garden shows, markets and craft fairs. And of course, they were all cancelled. So we did a big revamp of our website and just really pushed online sales. And it really worked for us. We've been really busy online and we've had a great response. It's been super.
Rachel, that's actually, Bobby, that's the very point you were making, wasn't it? Really, about keeping the sales coming in.
Rachel, I had a look at your website and I thought it was really, really fantastic. And it's amazing as well the way that so many businesses have had to deal with solely online sales, that the standard of website has gone way, way up. You know, it's on the three businesses that we're looking at today, all three of you have fantastic websites. So the bar has been risen in relation to online. And it can be difficult to stand out online. I loved your website. It's colourful. It's fun. It invites, children in. The value that you offer there, a ladybird opening door for $7.95, the little bridge for €4. Like, these are fantastic little products. And I thought they were really, really eye-catching.
Thanks, Bobby,
What advice, Bobby, would you have just for Rachel, I suppose, now for the next 12 months?
Well, I think, and she certainly seems to be doing everything, you know, that I would suggest one should. But sometimes it is difficult to be seen online. And sometimes collaboration with another business that maybe even slightly bigger than Rachel's business, you know, with a toy store, with somebody somebody that has a greater reach online.
Okay.
That could be something that would allow Rachel to keep doing what she's doing, have an excellent website, but just to be something, a smaller part of something bigger.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in Peter as well, who's also on the line. Bobby, Peter, you're the MD of Carol's Irish Gifts. Just remind us about the business, Peter.
Hi, Andre. Hi, Bobby.
Good.
How are you, Peter?
Business. We have 17 stores across Ireland, so Dublin, Cork, Kilkenny, Belfast. The business has traded nearly four decades, and it's probably had many iterations of retail to survive many bumps like we're experiencing today.
Peter, I know.
Yeah.
No, I know your business fairly well, and I suppose one of the glaring issues for you is no tourists, because you would have, I suppose traditionally that would have been a huge part of your income. So I can see you've really upgraded the website with clothing, with food, with all sorts of things to go after a more indigenous customer. Is that right?
It is, Bobby. Yeah. So like our business was predominantly catering to tourists, and we noticed the impact back early February that tourism were starting to disappear, and they're completely gone by March and they haven't returned. So we had to make that decision to pivot. We had to make that decision to understand what did we have. And we had strong assets in terms of store locations, a really strong brand. And what we needed to do was understand what does that brand look like with a domestic audience. So thankfully, my team made the bold, kind of brave step to tackle this head on. And we innovated, we changed quickly, and we adapted to what the new future retail was going to look like for us. And that would meant like launching a new website with Salesforce Commerce Cloud, and the business had already committed to upgrading that. Thankfully, we're seeing extremely strong growth coming across all territories. And we knew we had work to do in the brand, Bobby. Like you mentioned, people had an awareness of what Carol's was, and people had Carol's into a place of where it's a souvenir store or a tourism store. And what I will say is that we had a strong starting point with the brand. People were aware of us, but just consideration for buying with us was where we fell down, and we had to tackle that stereotype. So we kind of started late in September, launching a new brand proposition of the Bright New Home for Quality Irish Gifts. And this positioning line was way more than just an advertising line. It was a rallying cry to our colleagues, our suppliers, our customers. Mm. It was a clear expression where we wanted the business to go.
Yeah.
And that was more targeted toward that domestic piece.
Could I ask you, Peter, then, what about the 17 shops? There's no longer click and collect. You know, there's obviously, I don't know if you own them, rent them, but there's a big cost involved in your business in that whole network. Is that, you know, where do you see that going?
Yeah, like you mentioned at the start, Bobby, it's about cash at the moment. It's about ensuring the business can survive another challenging 6-9 months. We thankfully we got support from landlords, from banks, from suppliers, that enabled us to pivot, and we had a strong back half of the year. January, February traditionally is a tough month for us anyway, I'd say. And ultimately, while we have online is trading extremely well for us and has been trading well since the back end of last year. So we're reasonably okay on that front,
That's good to hear. Peter, the MD of Carol's Irish Gifts, 1894-53106 is the number if you want to call us here on Lunchtime Live. Siobhan Berry is the founder and director of Mummy Cooks. Siobhan, I suppose, what's your question really now for Bobby here today?
Yes, hi, how are you? I'm Siobhan from Mummy Cooks.
How are you, Siobhan?
Good, how are you?
All good.
So it's all good, yeah. I think to be honest, we're very lucky in the industry that we are. You know, parents are stuck at home with their babies or their children, and they are cooking. And I really think that you know, people have changed from that idea of you know, buying a lot of processed food to now cooking from scratch. And I don't think that's going to change. I think that people have learned that it's easier than they maybe thought. And so for us, it was about, you know, pivoting on what we're actually doing and just doing more of it. And that was really, for us, what COVID meant.
Yeah, I saw again, you have a great website, Siobhan. The ebook that you have on batch cooking, the 4-week meal plan, they're all great initiatives just to keep you relevant, to keep people interested in coming back to your site.
I could do it that myself, Bobby.
Yeah, we just found that if we had add-ons to products, so, you know, by giving our portion pots with an ebook, rather than a sale, actually, rather than doing lots of sales. I think it adds more value.
Yeah.
We can talk about it more as well on social. So those kind of things have really, we've really done a lot of those webinars as well. Have, you know, normally I would have been doing a class in Dublin and only had mums and dads from Dublin. So it's really great to be able to do it to the rest of the country and get them involved in it as well.
Good stuff. Siobhan Berry from Money Cooks, thanks for joining us, along with Peter from Carol's Irish Gifts and Rachel from Away with the Fairies. We will, of course, be featuring again Open for Biz here on Lunchtime Live, of course, next Tuesday afternoon. But if you want your business to feature here with Bobby and myself on the programme, you can just send us an email. Just to note, it's openforbiz@newstalk.com, and we could be, well, hopefully calling out to people, Bobby, sooner.
We'd love to hear from you, and if we can help you at all, we'd love to do that as well. Thanks a lot.
That's all we have time for on today's Lunchtime Live. We will be back again tomorrow from midday. The Moncrief Show is up next.
Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live
with Pinergy for Business. Get energy with insight from Pinergy.